there was a series of commercials years ago, I'm not even sure how long ago, but the jingle was, what would you do for a Klondike bar? But today's question goes a little deeper. It's actually, what would you do for a drink of water? And even then, that's not where we're going today, but that is where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Monday morning. Hope you're having a good Monday. Hope your weekend was great. Mine was packed full. Tons of stuff going on. Church, life, kids, everything. But it was good. Hey, you want to reach out to me? You can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from my listeners. You got an idea for a topic, insight, complaint, whatever it is, hit me up, tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by MingleMateMary.com. Podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material or swag. Whether you're dating or mating or marrying, check it out. They are amazing. They got great stuff. So let's jump into it today. There was that commercial, you know, years ago, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Kind of corny, kind of cute, I guess. And I look, I'm just going to say from the get-go, right from the beginning, not only have I eaten a Klondike bar, I've actually eaten 5 Klondike bars all at once. And I'm going to justify it. I was in my 20s. I'd been water skiing all day long, barefoot water skiing. And I was tired. And it was a long day. And I think it was Gene Ester and his wife Patsy came out with a big box, a big cooler full of Klondike bars. And I ate 5. They went down easy. I'm not going to lie. They went down really easy. But it was like July, August, like it is now, hot, humid. And literally all I'd eaten all day was, you know, double stuffed Oreos and Mountain Dew. So I was hungry. But the point is, what would you do for a Klondike bar? And really where we're going today is, what would you do for water? And I guess you go, well, if I'm thirsty, I'd imagine I'd do, you know, there's quite a few things I'd do if I was thirsty for water that I might not normally do. And if I'm dying of thirst, I mean truly dying of thirst, not like the 12-year-old kid, I'm dying of thirst. But if I'm truly dying of thirst, then I'd probably do just about anything. But what if the circumstances were I'm thirsty, not dying of thirst, but I could go for a drink of water, but not just any drink of water. I'd like a drink of water from my home. You know, there's something about the water from my home. It'd be kind of like saying, you know, I'm not starving, but boy, could I go for some of my mom's pasta. Now, when David says this in 2 Samuel chapter 23, he has some of his men overhear him, and this is what happened. 2 Samuel 23, starting in verse 15, and David said with longing in his voice, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the 3 mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. Now, first of all, you gotta love this verse and this little story here, because it says, and I hope you caught it, what did it say? So the 3 mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines. It doesn't have to name them. It just says the mighty men. It's like, there are a few names in all of sports history. You don't have to say the first name. You could just say Jordan. You could just say Tyson. You could just say Brady. Everybody knows. In the context of this story, they just say the 3 mighty men. Yes, there were many mighty men, but there were obviously 3 that everybody knew. That's who they are. They stood out. Who are the mighty men? Oh, those are the mighty, yeah, the mighty men. We often use the term that guy. Yeah, he's that guy in a like derogatory way, and I get it. But in this way, these verses say, so the 3 mighty men, it doesn't say, so Ben, Bob, and Tim, the 3 mighty men, everyone knew who they were. They broke through the lines and went to war. And if you think you got friends, okay, maybe you do, but not break through the Philistine lines and hand-to-hand combat, kill people, risk your life for just some water type of friends. You got friends, I don't know if you have that type of friends. And yet, how many of us want exactly those types of friends? I do. But today, more than wanting that type of friend, why not be known as that type of friend? Why not say, and then a friend, he, without me even saying or asking, stopped by my house with $6,000 and paid the bill. And people say, you mean Garth? And they kind of go, well, yeah. Yeah, because he's that kind of friend. I do have a few friends like that, but more than anything, I want to be known as that type of friend. I want people to say, yeah, and then a friend of mine started to share the gospel. True story, someone was in the gym about 2 months ago, and they came up to me and they said, oh my goodness, you're here, I can't believe it. I had led this person to Christ about 15 years ago in the gym. And that day, they were talking to someone else, and they were talking about how they were at the gym and somebody led them to Christ. And this person said, well, who was it? They said, oh, he was this big guy. You probably wouldn't know him. And the other person goes, you mean Garth? And they're like, yeah, that's him. He's that guy. I'm that guy. I'm not trying to brag on myself. I'm just telling you, I want to be known as that friend, that guy. And I get it. I can't be that way to everyone. And there are some people out there who would abuse that type of friendship. But I want to know, you know, I want to know my friends' wants and needs. And again, not from them asking me or dropping hints, but just knowing what they're going through so that I can help meet those needs, even when it might cost me my life or my bank account or my reputation. But there's still a greater message here. Water is the living symbol. It's the symbol of life. Water is who Jesus is. He's the river of life, John 14:6. He's the living water. And he was willing to lay down his life for us to receive it. Are you willing to lay down your life for others to have living water? Are you that guy? Oh, one of the mighty men shared the gospel. Oh, you mean Darren? You mean Fred? You mean Tim? Even though they may not receive it, are you willing? Are you doing? Are you pursuing? Is it costing you? Are you that mighty man? I admire people who take on sharing the gospel, even though, you know, it's like taking it on the chin. I admire people who are willing to sacrifice and give in the name of the gospel. I admire people who are not ashamed to be verbally crucified in the media for sharing their faith and speaking the truth. So the question is, if that's the case, do I admire you? Garth Ekman, David Alliance, Keep Slaying Giants.